CQ, CQ, CQ America, and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and today my special guest is Dave Cunningham, W7BEP, who is the man in charge of Doppler Systems Incorporated in Arizona, actually in Carefree, Arizona. And we're going to talk about his systems and the Doppler. What the heck is a Doppler? Well, you guys, most of them know what a Doppler is, but you're going to find out more about Dopplers, what kind of equipment is out there that he produces, how you can... They're not really that expensive. I was looking at the price catalog, and you can get into it really fairly low price. I mean, unless you buy some of the real fancy, snazzy, real high-class model, then you're going to pay a few dollars, but then you're going to find out all the things that it does. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. And I want to welcome to our network of Ham Radio and More, WIFN 1590 in Port Huron, Michigan, WEEB 990 AM, of course, in Fayetteville, North Carolina, WCRY 1460 AM in near to Raleigh, Durham in North Carolina, KTMC 1400 AM in McAlester, Oklahoma. Boy, they've been with us for a long time, and then now they're back. Welcome back. And WKBZ hopefully is getting us at 8:50 a.m. in Muskegon, Michigan. WWNR 6:20 a.m. in Beckley, West Virginia. Welcome to you. Of course, KFNN in Phoenix, Arizona. Don't forget about them. And WWCR shortwave. Now, I don't think we're live on WWCR shortwave today because the transmitter is just not. It was almost going to be, in fact, it wasn't until Saturday morning that I found out that it won't be for sure until next Sunday. But whatever, we are going to be on tape delay, so you might be hearing us on tape delay, which is fine. And we're going to be right back to Dave Cunningham and Dopplers after this brief timeout.
Here's a great offer from Internet World, the most widely read magazine for Internet users. Whether you're a beginner just logging on or an advanced user, Internet World will serve as your guide to the Internet. Every issue of Internet World brings you the latest hot sites on the Internet, tips on downloading free software like the hit game Doom, plus information-filled columns and fascinating interviews with Internet personalities. Internet World shows you how to do research on the Internet, shop online, play games, meet people with mutual interests, and much more. In short, Internet World gives you all the information you need to help you make the most of your time on the Internet. Internet World, the first and largest magazine devoted entirely to the Internet. New subscribers can now take advantage of this special introductory offer. 12 monthly issues for only $14.97. That's 75% off the newsstand price.
Call now, toll free, 800-706-7900. That's 800-706-7900.
Len Winkler here for 73 Amateur Today magazine. Do you want to read an informative magazine each month dealing with amateur radio that's easy to read? One that gives easy-to-understand reviews, teaches you to build projects that are fun and useful, provides editorials that are right on the money with current happenings in amateur radio? Then 73 Magazine is the one for you. With contributing editors like Jim Gray, W1XU, Joe Mel, K0OV, Carol Perry, WB2MGP, and others, 73 Magazine is for the new ham, the veteran ham, and even the ham-to-be. You'll find articles dealing with DFing, propagation, satellites, and so much more. So call now to subscribe at big savings off the newsstand price. Call 1-800-289-0388. That's 1-800-289-0388. It's worth the price just to read the great editorials by the man himself, publisher Wayne Green. So call now and mention Ham Radio and More, 1-800-289-0388. Call right now.
If you love cars and love reading about them, now there's a magazine that blows the doors off anything you've seen before. Automobile Magazine, the one that turns the volume up on your driving experience. Every issue takes you beyond the typical road test to put you behind the wheel, to feel the power of the Dodge Viper Coupe, the lift of the new Ferrari 512 TR. Call right now to get Automobile Magazine for just $1 an issue. And stay on top of the scoops, the specs, and the insider insights. From the genius behind the concept cars of the future to the best drives for under $25,000 today. Call for 12 monthly issues at only $1 an issue and save 66% off the cover price. Plus, get a high-intensity car light as a free bonus with your paid subscription.
Call 800-863-4100 now. That's 800-863-4100. And get into Automobile Magazine today.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. You know, during the break, someone brought up a good point. If you are listening to us on shortwave tape delay, you might be interested to know that we're on live at 2300 UTC Sundays, 2300 UTC Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time here in the United States. And you certainly can call us at 602-230-2755, 602-230-2755, and participate in the show. I'd love to get that first call from Australia or New Zealand. I know I get a lot of email there, and thank you for that, for listening to the show. Okay. We have Dave Cunningham from Doppler Systems Incorporated, our radio direction finding systems. W7BEP is his call sign. He got into this business way back in 1981, and it was through amateur radio. So amateur radio has played an important part in your life.
That's right.
Okay, I like to hear that. At the time, he was active in transmitter hunting with a local organization here. He built a number of different systems, including Adcocks, beams, etc. His inspiration for a Doppler-type DF came from seeing the old Servo Corporation of America system used by the FAA at Sky Harbor Airport. Is that similar to what you're using today, or
well,
how does it differ?
It's similar. It's a much larger array. It has 16 elements, and, of course, the ones most people are familiar with that we make now have 4 elements. Our newest model has 8, mm-hmm. but most of the ones that you see are 4 elements.
Let's go into the rudimentary of what is Doppler. You know, we are, most of us, or at least I, first time came into Doppler is heard when, you know, when sounds or something and sort of a Doppler effect, and or in space that there was a Doppler shift. Can you explain what that is so that, because a lot of people listen to the show are not ham radio operators.
Sure, Lynn. Well, the Doppler effect is the change in apparent frequency that you get when you're moving, or the signal that you're listening to is moving relative to you. In other words, if a train or something is coming toward you with the whistle blowing, as it comes toward you, you hear an increase in the apparent frequency, and as it recedes away from you, the frequency drops down. Now, the way the Doppler effect is utilized in our radio direction finding systems is, imagine an antenna that was swinging on an arm, you know, rotating at a high speed in a circular arc.
Okay.
Now, as that antenna got to the point in its travel where it was approaching the same direction as the wavefront was coming from, there'd be an increase in the apparent frequency. And then 180 degrees from there, the transmitted signal and the antenna would be going in the same direction, the apparent frequency would decrease. So you can kind of think of it as an up-down frequency shift that's occurring once per rotation of this imaginary antenna. And actually, the very first Dopplers were built this way back during World War II. They used slip rings and all that sort of thing. Of course, they couldn't get a very high rotational speed, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so the frequency deviation was quite small. Anyway, you get this up-down frequency shift. If you now take that same signal and run it through a narrowband FM receiver, you will hear at the output of the receiver an audio tone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same tone that the antenna, that imaginary antenna, was rotating at. And then that tone can be processed, go through a second phase detection actually to determine the bearing angle. In other words, the exact point in its rotation where the frequency increased and where it decreased. Now, of course, all practical Dopplers nowadays don't use a mechanically rotating antenna.
Mm-hmm.
They use some electronic scheme for mixing or combining or switching antennas mm-hmm. together to produce the same effect.
And is there a correlation, like, is there that we could figure out the speed at which it does it? I mean, is there a number, like, that we could understand of how fast it goes from one antenna to the next?
Oh, well, in the system I use,
yes,
the speed of rotation is 300 hertz, 300 times per second.
Okay.
And that was picked to be at the low end of the audio frequency range. Now, in the more recent model we have, you can actually select other frequencies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can select 600, 1200, or 2400 hertz in addition to the 300 hertz. But usually 300 hertz is a pretty good frequency to be using. It doesn't interfere with your intelligibility of the audio. You know, most of the time you're transmitting on a signal where somebody's talking, and you don't want this tone to interfere with the intelligibility of the speech. And you also don't want the tone where it, you know, it's really distracting to you. 300 hertz is a good frequency for that.
I'm told that when you're using a Doppler system for tea hunting, transmitter hunting, as I used to do and I enjoyed doing, that it didn't work as well if you're standing still. Is that true?
No. As far as the basic Doppler effect goes, it works just as well. I mean, the speed of the car is mm-hmm. insignificant compared to the speed of rotation of this antenna,
so
300 hertz. It's,
you're saying that if I'm stopped at a red light, that it's working just as effectively as if I'm traveling at whatever speed I'm traveling.
That's true, yes. Now, what you might be thinking of, and this is kind of a secondary effect, but if you have multipath that's occurring, multipath is where you're picking up both a direct signal and a reflected signal. And, of course, it's going to confuse any direction finder in terms of what direction it's going to point at. It's going to point at the direct signal, the reflection, or somewhere in between. If you keep moving along, that multipath tends to average out. In other words, the reflected signal will first come from the left and the right and so forth, tend to average out, whereas the direct signal will continue, hopefully, to come from the correct direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so by moving, you're usually better off in averaging out the multipath.
Okay, so the reason is because of multipath.
Yes,
okay.
Think so.
So that must be the misunderstanding that I had, because I know that when I've gone with John, John is quick to always say, "Oh no, they're transmitting and we're stopped at the red light."
Right.
And
I'm
oh
sure
no,
that's a reason.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, see, now we're getting all these little things. See, I had you on really for me to find out these things. I don't care about anybody. No, just joking. 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. And that's our phone number. And we're talking now to Dave Cunningham regarding Dopplers and Doppler systems. And we certainly invite your participation. Next week, we're going to have open lines. The following week, we're going to have Luck Harder on, former employee of the ARRL. He wants to spill his guts. He's going to talk about what he thinks about the ARRL, no code, even about Glenn Baxter. And I said that now on short wave, so everybody's going to know that. Okay, the following week, listen to this. On the 17th of March, we're going to have Steve Ellsworth. He's going to talk about HARP. That's right. Everybody's nervous about it, and he does believe that is a mind-altering experiment. So we'll be right back to Ham Radio and more. 1-800-293-5366.
Did you know that right now is the best time to replace your old central air conditioning system? That's right. If you call Sears now, you can take advantage of Sears' lowest prices of the season. Call 1-800-237-0330 for a free in-home estimate on a Kenmore central air conditioning system. Call now and get 0% financing for 3 months. That's no billing, no payments, and no finance charges until June on your Sears card. You can trust Sears to get the job done right, guaranteed. So don't wait. Plan now for next summer and save. Call Sears at 1-800-237-0330 for your free in-home estimate. APR 21%. Minimum finance charge 50 cents. Both lower in some states. Regular credit terms apply after 0% finance charge period. Some restrictions apply. Ask for details. This offer ends March 31st, so call Sears now, 1-800-237-0330. That's 1-800-237-0330.
My father told me life is something that happens when you're making other plans. He said there's only one person I could count on when push came to shove. I asked him who. He laughed and told me to look in the mirror.
Don't work your whole life and end up without enough money for retirement.
I want to be able to travel and spend time with my family when I retire.
You put off changing a light bulb, make excuses about painting the garage. Your retirement is a different story. Scudder believes that you should start planning now. That's why you should consider the Scudder Growth and Income Fund and an IRA. To pursue current income, long-term growth of capital, and growth of income all in one fund. And in your IRA, it all grows tax-deferred. So call 1-800-SCUDDER, 1-800-728-3337 before tomorrow becomes the busiest day of your year. 1-800-SCUDDER. Ask for a prospectus with more complete information, including management fees and expenses. Please read it carefully before you invest or send money. 1-800-SCUDDER, 1-800-728-3337. Scudder Investor Services Incorporated Distributor.
You know, more and more people have found a way to get the most term insurance for the least amount of money, thanks to our good friends at the Legacy Group. With over 40 years' experience in the insurance business, Legacy gives you all the service and confidence you'll ever need when purchasing your life insurance. Something we tell our audience to purchase all the time. Protection for your family. They're great, no high pressure. They're helpful, and the Legacy Group has the lowest cost term insurance available. You can call Legacy now at 1-800-245-TERM for your free quote before the rates go up. In fact, no matter what age you are, Legacy gives you the highest quality term insurance at the absolute lowest cost. For example, Legacy has a $250,000 term insurance policy for a 35-year-old non-smoker for approximately $30 a month from an A-plus rated New York insurance company. Act now, while they can guarantee their same low premiums for 15 years. For more information and a free quote, call the Legacy Group at 1-800-245-TERM. That's 1-800-245-TERM.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
And we're back to Ham Radio and More. This is Len Winkler, KB7 LPW, along with Dave Cunningham, W7BEP from Doppler Systems Incorporated, right in Carefree, Arizona. And we're talking about Dopplers. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Local dialing in the Phoenix area is 230-2755, 230-2755. Hello, Martin from Port Charlotte, Florida. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Len. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yesterday morning, I was kind of told by WWCR that we were not going to be live today.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
That's why I'm not. That's why we're not there live, if that's what you're questioning.
But
we hopefully will be next Sunday. They're doing some finishing touches on their fourth transmitter.
Okay, that's terrific. I got on most of the repeaters that I could reach around here in the southwest Florida area on 2 meters, and those linked with 440. And I shared the frequencies, the time, and the program, and what was going to go on the program.
Well, we certainly appreciate that, and unfortunately, this is real radio, and things like that happen, and, you know,
this is true.
You just never know, and of course, WWCR is, you know, just putting up that fourth transmitter. It is in operation, ready to go, and it will be on 7.435 until April when it might change to another frequency, but I'll keep everybody posted. But you certainly could give them a call if you have a question about that, and hopefully we'll be on next Sunday.
All righty. And
okay.
I was also wondering, to Mr. Cunningham.
Sure.
Exactly. I'm sort of new to the VHF-UHF field, and I've been in amateur radio now for like a little over 3 years, and I've been hearing about Doppler radar for the weather people here in like the Fort Myers, Sarasota area. Now, what exactly does this Doppler do for learning the specific things about weather?
Well, I'm not sure you're asking the right person. Basically, what a Doppler weather radar does is to measure the wind speed, and that's how they keep track of thunderstorms and that sort of thing.
Okay. What exactly? I know this may sound a little silly, but what function is Doppler basically for? Say in regard to amateur radio.
Well, it's one of the systems that is used to do radio direction finding. In other words, if there's a signal that is interfering with your repeater or something of that nature, and you need to track it down to remove the cause of the interference somehow or the other, mm-hmm. you can use a Doppler-type radio direction finding system to do that. You can also do it with a beam and with all kinds of... There are a lot of different types of radio direction finders.
You must have in the South Phoenix area some tea hunting, as we call it, transmitter hunting clubs or organizations, and I have found nothing more exciting than going out and going tea hunting. There's some very elaborate systems, or not systems, but rules that are made, and you abide by them. I know that we have a hunt the second Saturday of every month here in Phoenix, and it's really interesting. Somebody goes and hides it, and there's a group of cars that go out and finds it. And it's a lot of fun. And then sometimes you get there, and you have to get down on foot, out on foot, and then you take portable tea hunting equipment. You don't have portable Dopplers, do you?
No, we don't. We other people make them, but we don't. But, you know, this business of transmitter hunting is really important because... a lot of times what will happen is the people will buy one of these things, but they'll wait until they have a real problem right then. Or they might buy one and they'll keep it on the shelf. Mm-hmm. I'm talking now about commercial users and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they have a problem. They need to track the thing down instantly. They throw it on their car, hook it up, forget to calibrate it, forget everything they ever did, forget to read the manual and so forth. And... It's like everything else. It takes a little bit of art. Takes a little bit of practice to use it. So, tea hunting will really
hone your skills
at it. And then, if you have a real problem, and some of these problems are very serious, you're ready to go.
Okay. We're going to take a short break for station identification, and when we come back, we'll continue with Dave Cunningham. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366, 230-2755 in the local dialing area. And we're talking to Dave Cunningham, W7BEP, about Dopplers and Doppler systems. We invite your participation. You guys always want technical shows. Here we have a technical show. Prove that you're interested in technical stuff by giving us a call. Oh, and I love to hear from somebody in McAlester, Oklahoma, or... Fayetteville, North Carolina, in fact, or Beckley, West Virginia. In fact, I've got for the first one of you guys who calls 1-800-293-5366, I have a Larson antenna gift certificate. Okay? Now, that's valued at over $100. Not from the Phoenix area, okay? Not from the Phoenix area. But outside of the Phoenix area, I have a Larson gift certificate, and it's worth, well, it could be worth as much as $160. They have an item in there, and you can pick anything you want from there. So give us a call, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Now, you know, anybody in Phoenix, you want to call and ask a question, come on, do that too. Does the fact that you have, what benefit when you have eight antennas is it to four? I mean, you're going to get a better signal, you're going to get a better reading just because you have less space, less gap between antennas?
Yeah, the main thing is it's more accurate.
Mm-hmm. When you say more accurate, though, how much more accurate? I mean, is it significant that it's...
If you're in a car, for example, you'd never notice a difference. Mm-hmm. In a car, you've got so many reflections coming from this way and that as you drive along, it averages out, but mainly you want to know, should I keep going or should I turn right or turn left or
right.
Go back the other way? If you're using one of these systems at a fixed site, on the other hand, and you're trying to do very accurate triangulation using lines of bearing on a map or something like that, then the difference between 5 degrees error, which is typical of a four-element system, and say 2 degrees error,
that's
can
a
be
lot.
Pretty big when you project that out over the span of a city.
Is there a way to, I mean, I know we said earlier that if you're driving, you're minimizing some of the multipath. Is there any other ways? I know this was kind of funny. I was with John Moore, NJ7E, on a T-Hunt, and we were driving, and all of a sudden something happened to the Doppler or something, and he goes, there was an airplane that went by. He knew from just a sound or something that, I don't know how he knew, but he said an airplane went by. And sure enough, we look up and there's an airplane. So he says, the transmitter has to be on the other side. That has to be the direction that the transmitter was. And lo and behold, he was correct. I was amazed. I don't know how he knew that or whatever. I mean, does it make any sense to you?
That's pretty good. I never noticed that one myself. One thing you will notice, though, if you're listening to the audio, which you always should be doing when you're using one of these systems,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't hook it up in a way where you can't even listen to what it is you're direction finding on, because
it makes a sound that he said.
That's right. It becomes kind of a raspy sound. The, mm-hmm. the 300 hertz tone or whatever the frequency is that the antennas are sweeping at will tend to be more of a pure tone if it's a direct signal. Or if it's a pure reflection, I might add, too. But if it's a multipath, signal, you'll tend to get a lot of harmonics in there. And so it'll start sounding kind of raspy. So if you hear the raspy sound, you know not to believe it.
Okay.
Usually just pulling forward a few feet, if you're in an area where you can't move fast, that'll take care of it.
Okay, we're going to take a real short pause, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go away. Joining us, this is Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW. Our phone number today is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Locally in the Phoenix area, it's 230-2755, 230-2755. The Phoenix Suns won, so I'm happy about that. Just thought I'd give out some sports. And we're talking to Dave Cunningham today, W7BEP, and we're talking about Doppler systems. And I find this very intriguing and very interesting, because we as hams are supposed to be policing our own bands. So when there's a lot of interference, the FCC, God knows they're not going to come and help us out, because they don't have any money to do anything anyway. They're certainly not concerned about us, and I mean, they're not even concerned when we send them all kinds of information about people, let alone they're going to be out there on the field. They're not. So we need to police our own bands, and with a Doppler system, I mean, it's usually the person with a Doppler and a T-Hunt wins and beats the people who have a beam, although I do know some T-Hunters that have both.
I think it's a good idea, frankly, to have both,
particularly
really? If you're starting out with a really weak signal. I mean, you just can't beat a beam to pull that signal out of the mud that way, mm-hmm. and get a good initial direction on it. But then once you know which way to start heading, throw the beam in the trunk and forget it, because while you get moving, you know, as soon as you get within the range, then you might as well be using your Doppler, because it'll be giving you a continuous indication as you drive along.
Okay, the problem I have with the Doppler is that I can't tell how close I am to the item, to the transmitter. You know, the red light is going around. Okay, now I know it's at 11 o'clock. I'm right there. It's at 11 o'clock. Okay, I turn. Now it's at 12 o'clock. It's right in front of me. But how far in front of me is it?
Well, that's always a problem. You do have an S meter on your receiver, don't you?
Well, I know, but I'm trying to be the devil's advocate here. I know about it. Yeah.
Usually you can tell a lot, too, from, again, just the sound of the audio. As you get in mm-hmm. closer, you get a lot more quieting. And it just, I don't know. It's just one of those things that just comes with experience. You learn to almost sense mm-hmm. when you're getting real close. The way the bearing stability acts, as you, it becomes sort of more stable, and then as you drive past the building, it'll swing, but it'll be a real smooth swing. It's a lot different than a, you know, when it's a very weak signal, it's just jumping around.
So it's really, basically what you're telling me is it's experience like anything else.
Sure.
You know, when you sell these products, do you get a manual that basically explains this stuff to you? Or?
Yeah, there's a pretty good, pretty detailed manual that comes with it. And what I tell people is to tune in one of the weather stations. I mean, I use it as my test signal, and
sure.
I don't know with all the budget cuts how long the weather stations will last, but right now it's one of the best VHF test signals on the air, and every city has one of these things. They're
we
always
do it.
Up there. It's always direct line of sight to almost everything,
mm-hmm.
and just tune it in and drive around. Get into a real good area and see how it works, how the bearing acts when you make a tight circle. Make sure it tracks on you real good, and then drive downtown. See how it acts when you get next to a big truck or through a bunch of big buildings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little about Doppler systems and what kind of systems you produce, find out a little about the different brands. Also, we'll take some calls, so give us a call. And we'll also talk about a program that you have, a bearing track program, and so you can actually use this to find out how to triangulate, where people are, etc. So we're going to go to that. 1-800-293-5366, and we'll be back after this. CQCQ, Len Winkler here for Comer Communications. They manufacture what you have all been hearing about, but a lot of you haven't purchased yet. Listen to this. The new generation of amateur radio equipment is now available. Haven't you always wanted to have a transmitter and receiver, and unbelievable DSP sound quality all inside your computer? Well, if you have an open slot, with this soundboard and this Comer Communications Equipment Radware module, you will have a receiver and exciter and all the software you ever need to transmit on almost any frequency from 450 kilohertz to 30 megahertz. The tuning resolution is better than 1 hertz. The input impedance, of course, 50 ohms. It will do AM, lower sideband, upper sideband, ISB, CW. It's just unbelievable, okay? You can get all the software you want free from them. Just download it over their bulletin board. That's Comer Communications. If you mention Ham Radio and More, you get a special low price. I swear you must mention Ham Radio and More in order to get this super low price. You can't get it this cheap anywhere else. That's Comer Communications. You need to call them at 619-744-7266. 619-744-7266. You need to mention Ham Radio and More, Comer Communications, 619-744-7266. You'll have the exciter, the receiver, all the beautiful display, all in DSP sound. I mean, the best you can get. Comer Communications, call now, 619-744-7266. Don't forget to mention Ham Radio and More.
Here's great news about how investing a little money can help you reap big rewards. Now, for a limited time, when you subscribe to Barron's for 13 weeks and use your credit card, you'll receive an extra 4 weeks free. That's 17 weeks of vital information to help you make smarter investment decisions. Every week, Barron's scours the investment world for growth opportunities with comprehensive coverage of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Everything at home and around the world that could affect your investments. Subscribe to Barron's today. Get the knowledge and insight you need to help you achieve your investment goals. Don't miss this great offer. 13 weeks for just $37, plus an extra 4 weeks free. That's 27% off the newsstand price. This offer is available to new subscribers only, so act now.
Call toll-free 800-228-8222. That's 800-228-8222 for Barron's. How money becomes wealth.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. Remember that the show airs live for those of you listening to us on WWCR shortwave tape delay. It does air live at 2300 UTC, 6 o'clock Eastern Time in the United States, every Sunday. So don't miss it. And you can always get on and give us a call. And next week it's open lines. And Professor A, Ned Stearns, AA7A, will be here. So if you have any questions of a real technical nature, the professor is always here. Or DX or any of those kinds of questions, he'll be here next week to rag you. Dave, tell us a little about, before I take this phone call, tell me a little about your program, your computer program, to help you with finding the person you're looking for.
Okay, well, the newest unit that we have offered on the market just this last fall.
The 6000?
The 6000 series. It's really set up for use to do triangulation. In other words, it's got a fairly sophisticated serial interface communications routine set up into it. Has two serial ports.
With your 6,000 units, we're talking serious Doppler system. I mean, this is not for the beginner or for, you know, the average.
Well, that's true. Okay. Yeah, it's true. It's still about a third of the price of some of the other systems out there. But it's designed mainly to be used at various remote sites. You can link two or three of these together using data radios back to a central site. And then on your PC, we have a Windows-based program called Bearing Track, mm-hmm. in which you can interrogate each of the sites. You can control the receiver frequencies at each of the sites. And you can import maps and all this kind of good stuff, zoom and scroll and pan and all the good things you can do with Windows programs. And you can display the lines of bearing from each of your sites on top of this map. The Bearing Track demo program I sent you is available. If anyone's interested, we'd be glad to send them a copy as well. They can get a feel for what the program looks like. But it's used to control the remote direction finders. It'll only work with the 6000 series, though, with the other units.
Okay, so it is definitely something you have to have the 6000.
Yes.
Okay, and you make the 4000 series and the 5000 series. Now, the 4000 is like your basic unit?
That's right. We've had that, I think we started selling it around, probably 1985, something like that. And we still sell lots of them. It's a real good basic unit that'll work up to about 500 megahertz. And that's the unit most people will buy.
Especially the ham radio operators.
Yeah, the hams that are using it at 2 meters or 450 will buy that system.
I want to be careful about quoting any prices because internationally different things have to go into the units and it's different and there's a lot of different things. But when we were talking about pricing on these units, it's not really that expensive for a ham radio operator to get into the Doppler world and to be able to do this. With the antennas and everything, it's really not that expensive. And if you want to make your own antennas, just you save some money, and it's even less expensive. So when near the end of the show, when we give the name and address and phone number and how you can contact them, you want to write that down, because Dave will send you lots of literature, and you'll be amazed at all you can do for how little money it is. Let's go to the phones. And by the way, I'm going to take the call I'm going to take is a local call, but we still have that Larson antenna for somebody out there listening to us on some station way out in the boonies. Just give us a call at 1-800-293-5366. Look at this. I mean, over $100 antenna somebody can pick up. All they have to do is give us a call, 1-800-293-5366. David, KI7ZU, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, thank you. I got a compact question here. First, do you need to connect your mobile or base station to this, and how do you couple it, or is the Doppler system a self-contained receiver?
No, you need to use it with your own narrowband FM receiver. Now, you're talking, I guess, transceivers here, and you can use those also, but you need to be careful that you don't ever transmit through it, because it's not set up with a TR switch. So it's usually best to have a separate receiver or scanner or something like that to use with the direction finder. As far as connections go, you connect to the antenna input jack, and then you need the audio from, like, across the loudspeaker. A lot of people go in through the external speaker jack, and you need to do it in a way where you can still listen to the signal. So if you do that, you need to either modify that jack with a jumper so that it doesn't cut out the internal speaker, or you can pick up one of these Y adapters at Radio Shack and use an external speaker in parallel with the direction finder input.
Does this work with all different modes, like AM, sideband?
Well, the best results occur if you use it with a narrowband FM receiver, you know, standard FM receiver, communications type receiver. The signal that it'll work with, the signals, is anything really with a carrier that stays within the bandwidth of the receiver. So you can use it on a CW signal, certainly a transmitted narrowband FM signal, an AM signal, you can use it on those, but try to receive it with an FM receiver. If you get to something like a broadcast FM signal, that's, if you tune one of those and it would be way outside the 15 kilohertz bandwidth of your receiver, that's not going to work. I've used it on even TV video carriers.
Oh, really?
Work on, yeah. I don't know why you'd want to, but well, I can think of one case. Sometimes it's helpful to track down, like, a leak in a cable TV system. Mm-hmm. We have made some sales in that area.
And you never can tell. There could be not that anybody in the amateur television group would do such a thing, but they could conceivably send a signal to cause some interference inadvertently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were talking during the break about somebody having one of these and being able to actually do it as a service to, like, cab companies and other organizations. So, and he actually maybe even make some money doing it, tracking down some of these unwanted signals. What else, Dave?
Yes, I guess you determine the frequency of by the receiver, and how does the indicator indicate what direction signal is coming from if you connect it to the output of your receiver?
Well, the direction finder takes that audio output in which you'll have this tone that's generated by the mixing of the antennas, and it goes through a second phase detection on that, and then it gets displayed on the front panel in two different ways. There's 16 LEDs in a circle, like a compass rose. And then there's a three-digit readout that displays it directly in degrees.
Oh, okay. But well, thank you very much.
I always like to look at it because the red dot tells, you know, you can do it by, like, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you know, 3:30, whatever.
Right.
Okay. All right, Dave, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, but yeah, it would be nice. I know that people are utilizing now DF equipment with GPS equipment.
That's right. In fact, there was an article in QST, I think it was December 93,
93, I think, 93 or 94, in which they took one of our direction finders. One of our models, by the way, has an RS-232 output. Mm-hmm. And they took that into a laptop. They also took a GPS receiver into the same laptop and a fluxgate magnetometer. And with all that, you're able to locate your vehicle and the vehicle's orientation on a map. And then, of course, the direction finder's calibrated relative to dead ahead on the vehicle. So anyway, the computer unravels all this and is able and is able to draw a line on the map display starting at the car's actual location from the GPS and pointing in the direction of the signal, you know, relative to north. And then as you drive around town, you start creating more and more of these lines, of course. Pretty soon the map starts filling up with lines all over the place. But hopefully the lines are all converging at one location, which is where it's coming from.
I wonder if the Doppler would work with a packet.
It's been used that way. That's right. It has. I'm not quite sure how they've interfaced it, but I know it's been used that
way. Okay. Well, we'll be right back to Ham Radio and more.
Bob Dole and Steve Forbes have very different ideas on taxes and on government spending. Steve Forbes is a businessman. He knows cutting your taxes increases your family income. Time Magazine, Newsweek, the American Institute of CPAs all report Steve Forbes' flat tax cuts taxes. The Conservative Heritage Foundation reports the flat tax will cut the average Arizona household's federal income tax bill by over $900 a year. Steve Forbes wants to cut taxes to help your family make ends meet. Bob Dole has a different idea. He voted to raise your taxes 16 times. Bob Dole voted for a total of $962 billion in tax increases. Steve Forbes disagrees with Bob Dole. Steve Forbes knows if we cut wasteful spending and cut your taxes, we can create new jobs and increase your family income. Steve Forbes, the right conservative for president.
Paid for by the Forbes for President Committee.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or an investment diamond, then shop around. Get your best price, then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10 days no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest price diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
Hi, Art.
Hi, Fran. Say, be a good neighbor and let me check your consumer reports. There's a sale on camcorders.
Oh, but you already borrowed that issue for the stuff on stereos.
Uh-oh, I gave it to Ralph for the report on computer games.
Oh, but I need it back. That's the issue on flight crew bags.
No problem. I'll just call Ralph.
No. I have a better idea. Call Consumer Reports. Order a year subscription. You'll get 12 issues of Consumer Reports magazine, plus 2 free books with your payment, a handy reference on how to clean practically anything, and the 1996 buying guide, and you'll get the 1997 buying guide when it's published.
How much is all that?
Only $24. A $66 value for just $24. That's a fraction of what I saved on my TV and VCR.
To order Consumer Reports, call 800-358-8888. That's 800-358-8888. Get a year's subscription plus 2 free books and the 1997 buying guide, a $66 value for just $24. Call 800-358-8888.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, Larry, WA1NTU, listening to us on WWNR 620 in Beckley, West Virginia. How are you today?
Oh, very good, very good. I'm really enjoying the show today.
Thank you.
What I wanted to call about is about 10 years ago when I was in Massachusetts, there was a distress call on 2 meters from a ham whose sailboat had tipped over in the ocean. And I was one of the guys that picked up the message. And there just happened to be 2 Maritime Mobile ham radio operators on the water there who were using, well, they're trying to use, you know, to find out exactly where he was at because he was disoriented.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, this would be great for, you know, on the water if, let's say, someone was in distress. I know a lot of ham radio operators do sail, you know, part-time. And
could
and,
you use, you can use a Doppler on a, on
sure
a boat, sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That would
in fact,
be neat.
We've made quite a few sales to the Coast Guard and also to commercial fishermen.
Wow.
You might not realize it, but commercial fishermen will spend any amount of money to know where the fish are.
Yeah.
they fish in groups, and if one of them finds a school of tuna or whatever, they'll let their other people know. Hey,
well, I was looking on your brochure, so you have all kinds of frequency Dopplers available, so...
Yeah, the Doppler...
I mean, the antennas.
The direction finder itself is very broadband. The mm-hmm. antennas are available in almost any frequency, yeah.
Well, and Larry, if you could do me a favor, if you have nothing to do tomorrow or in the next couple of days, if you can call WWNR and thank them for airing the show, show them that there are listeners out there who appreciate the show, I'd certainly appreciate it.
All right, I certainly will.
And you have won a gift certificate from Larson Antennas, and you can pick anything at all in their catalog, and I think they've got an item now that's over $150.
Wow.
So I don't
that's
know what
great.
I don't know, maybe for your boat or something.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in West Virginia now, but I do go home occasionally during the summertime.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Pass the word that we're on in WWNR. We've been on there a lot, though, for a long time. They're a good station in Beckley.
You bet.
Okay, thank you.
All the time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That's neat. Okay, tell us, Dave, how can people get in touch with Doppler Systems?
Well, you can give me a call during the week. It's area 602-488-9755, or you can write to Doppler Systems, P.O. Box 2780, Carefree, Arizona 85377, and we'll send you our catalog. And
okay. Now, for people who are overseas and want information, they can send you maybe on Internet to CompuServe. I'll give the number of where to get you on Internet. And then you can maybe get them local distributors throughout the United States, because I know you sell to Australia and all over the place.
We do have distributors overseas in the United States. In Canada, we sell direct.
Right. So
overseas, we do have distributors.
So if somebody from Australia contacted you by Internet, you could then contact such and such distributor.
Sure.
In Australia. Okay, and that would be 72712.3210@CompuServe.com. Again, that's 72712.3210@CompuServe.com. And his phone number, area code 602-488-9755. Dave Cunningham, thank you very much for being our guest today on Ham Radio and More.
Well, thank you, Len. I enjoyed it.
And thanks for everybody listening. Next week, we're going to have Rag Chew America with Professor A, and hopefully we'll be live on WWCR. We'll see you then. 73.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Len Winkler. KB7 LPW.
Okay, Ken Nichols, WA7 HXZ, the fleet manager for Earnhardt Dodge. I got to tell you, listen to what happened. You know Lee Finkel, my DX update specialist. Okay, Lee? He couldn't wait to get rid of his car. I'm telling you, he couldn't wait. So he drove into Earnhardt this week. He drove in and he went up to Ken, and he said, Ken, I'm not leaving until you sell me a truck. Of course, that was a big threat to Ken. You know, that's what he does for a living. Anyway, I'll tell you, Lee called me beaming from ear to ear that he got the greatest deal a good, I mean, he said a very good deal, very good price. He got a cab, a tremendous vehicle, and he loves it. And, of course, it didn't hurt that he was talking for a whole long length of time to Ken about amateur radio while he was buying this vehicle. So, I'm telling you, here's a perfect example of a ham radio operator who went to Ken and is thrilled about his purchase. And listen to this. Lee said that when he went to Ken, he already had low-cost financing. All right? Ken beat the low cost that Lee had. That's right. Ken was able to give Lee a percentage even lower than he had before, that he had himself at his credit union. So if you're looking for a new vehicle, don't you dare skip calling Ken Nichols. So make sure you call him at 228-2336, 228-2336. That's Fleet Prices direct to you, Ken Nichols. How you doing, Ron?
All right. How you doing, Len?
I'm doing pretty good. I know what you're calling for.
You think so? Okay.
I think so, because it's happening in a week from Saturday.
You got it.
But
March
tell us
9th.
But tell us about it, because I don't think there's anybody who knows it quite as well as you. Although on my line also is a young lady who wants to tell us about, I think, probably the same one.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, but I'll let you go first, and then, Melinda, don't hang up, because we'll want to hear you, too.
Well, we have a HamFest coming up March 9th. The Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club is hosting an ARCA-sanctioned HamFest, the Spring Fest, at Scottsdale Community College, 9000 North Pima Road.
Right at Chaparral.
Right at Chaparral. Can't miss it. Look for all the construction and work your way through it. it's looking a lot better. It's easier to get into. We're going to have swap areas, commercial vendors, ARRL forums, AMSAT. We're going to have VE testing. Everybody's welcome to come to use the VEs. We're going to have a lot of fun.
It's the largest ham radio get together outside of Tuthill.
Normally it is, and I hope it's maybe we might even outdo Tuthill, but I don't think so.
Well, you never know.
Never know. One never day know. We might.
Yeah, well,
for a one day event, we will be opening the gates at 6 o'clock in the morning. Tailgating is $5. Parking is $2. We will have door prizes and all kinds of fun.
Are there, excuse my question, but is there any, are you guys having any other prizes?
No, we're okay. Not doing any.
So you're all raffled out like I think everybody is.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that's the smart thing. I think that too many people are sick and tired of all the raffles.
Yeah. We're doing just the standard door prizes. Mm-hmm. We've got quite a few very good door prizes, and I think everybody will enjoy it.
Excellent. And food, I'm sure there's going to be.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I have to know because, you know, I got to drink my coffee.
Oh, I hope the coffee's hot, and I'm going to need it myself.
Okay. And also, on another note, since we have you, isn't there a valley tour, a bike ride tour or something tomorrow and Tuesday? Are you involved in that?
No, I don't know anything about a valley tour.
Because
next public service event we have is the.
This is just the ARA. This is a Gila Valley tour, 2-day bike ride to Gila Bend and back.
Are they doing that this on a weekday?
Yeah, February 26th and 27th.
Huh, I didn't hear about that.
Yes, I have that right here. And then March 5th, I see, is the MS Walk on the Wild Side.
No, the Walk on the Wild Side was handled in February.
Well, how come it says March 5th on what I was given here?
I don't know. That's done and gone. That was February 9th.
Maybe this is old.
I think you might have an old one, yeah. The next public service event we have that we are going to work, we've got two on the 23rd of March.
Okay.
We have the Walk America for the March of Dimes in Scottsdale.
Did you hear that? This is old. I don't know how I got this. It's old.
It must be last year.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's why I threw it out.
Good.
Someone better send me a new current event.
Well, I'll send one to you as soon as I put one together.
Okay. After the start today, anything is possible, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, make sure that everybody goes to the Scottsdale Ham Fest. The Spring Fest.
The Spring Fest.
The Spring Fest, hosted by the Scottsdale
Amateur
Radio
Club.
Right. Okay. I thank you for that.
And no problem.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Melinda, welcome. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good, Lynn. How are you?
I'm doing really good.
Oh, wow. And that information must be older there, my friend.
It is last year's.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, I threw it out. I don't know how I got that. I don't know how, but I have this list of public service events, and it says Ron, and it says Dennis on it, but it's last year's.
I don't know how that got in your hands
Somebody needs to be sure to get me the updated list. Now I'm embarrassed. But, of course, it's better to have the wrong information than no information. No, it's not. So what did you...
I don't think so, Lynn.
What did you want to tell us about?
Actually, Lynn, I was going to tell you about the very same thing that Ron was telling you about on the phone there, and
Well, maybe I hope
to see everybody there.
Well, you might come from a different perspective. What are you looking forward to?
Oh, I'm looking forward to the Ham Fest. I really am. This is going to be my first Ham Fest.
Aha.
I just became a ham a few weeks ago.
Well, congratulations. What's your call sign?
KB0UVG.
KB0?
Yep.
Aha. So where's that from?
We're from Colorado Springs.
Aha. So are you just visiting here or did you move here?
Actually, we're looking at it as a vacation for us right now, then, but we're actually looking to move here for the winters and then move back to Colorado Springs for the summers.
Aha, uh-huh, yeah, I'm sure it gets a little chillier in Colorado Springs than it does here in the winter.
Yeah, you can say that again. Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing that Ron was talking about, but no, I won't do that. I'll tell about the field day that's coming up. We have a field day that's coming up.
Which club are you going with?
I go to, I go to Scottsdale Club and Tri-City Club.
Oh, okay.
So I go to both of those.
Well, Scottsdale really puts on a great, great field day. I mean, they're out there to take over.
Yep.
And they usually come in first west of the Mississippi.
Yep, and this year it's going to be it's going to be the 21st of June.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah, that's probably the one event that more hams participate in than any other event in the United States.
Yeah.
Field
that's
day.
That's probably why.
I don't know if... I think it's not that people want to operate radios. It's more that they want to go out in the wilderness and get away from everybody and camp out.
Yeah, well, it's going to be... in June this year.
Yeah, it's always in June.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, it doesn't change.
Always in June?
Yep, always. Always, always. Well, I don't know about always from, the first one, but I know that for the last 5 to 10 years it's been in June. I think it's always the third weekend or the fourth weekend. I can't remember, but it's definitely in June.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be... the 21st of June, like I said.
Okay. Well, we got to take another break. And, you know, we got to pay for this show, so...
If I think of anything else to announce...
Call us back.
I'll call you guys back.
Okay, Melinda. Well, thank you.
The same announcements that everybody else does.
Well, we appreciate it.
I mean, and
congratulations on becoming a ham radio operator.
Oh, I had lots of fun. I've had lots of fun with this. And as a matter of fact, my radio's charging up right now.
Aha.
Not even in use right now.
Didn't get your... You going to go get your 13 words a minute Morris code?
No, I want to, but I want to, first of all, get my 5 minutes word.
Okay,
five words a minute. There we go.
That's it. You'll enjoy it.
My tongue is twisted today, Lynn.
Well, I thank you, Melinda, for calling, and we'll look forward to meeting you at the Hamfest.
Yeah, we'll look forward to meeting you, too. And I'll look forward to meeting you and everybody else there, too.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks for calling.
Okay, I'll call you guys back if I think of anything else.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we'll take this break, 230-2755, 230-2755. We'll be right back.
At Ford in Hague, the tobacco shop, they know the premium cigar smoker is difficult to satisfy. That's why they offer the very best variety of the finest hand-rolled cigars from the choicest premium tobaccos, displayed in Arizona's first climate-controlled humidor. So if you're looking for the very best variety of the finest cigars, stop in at Ford in Hague, voted the best tobacco shop in Phoenix by New Times Magazine. Ford in Hague is an exclusive distributor of Davidoff cigars. Cigar Aficionado magazine has rated Davidoff cigars as outstanding with the very best Connecticut wrapper and the finest tobacco grown in the Dominican Republic. Mention KFNN and receive a free cigar cutter with your purchase. That's Ford in Hague, the tobacco shop, in Scottsdale at 7076 Fifth Avenue, where premium cigar smokers are always satisfied.
Hi, this is Jan Petrie. It's Value Days at Petrie Jeep Eagle. Each year during Value Days, we select our very best new vehicle values based on price, equipment packages, and affordable finance programs. It's your opportunity to get the most value for your dollar. Like Jeep Grand Cherokees, we have over 100 to choose from. And during Value Days, you can lease a 1996 Grand Cherokee with the full Laredo package, plus six-stack compact disc player and custom wheels for just $299 per month. And with the Petrie Advantage plan, you can choose 12, 24, or 36-month financing with down payments as low as $825. You'll find similar savings on Jeep Wrangler and Cherokee, too, during Value Days at Petrie Jeep on McDowell Road in Scottsdale and Bell Road in Phoenix. Thank you.
Closed-end leases on approved credit. Down payment plus inception fees. Amount varies based on term. Advertised example based on 36 months. Total of payments $11,556. Residual value $1,779,648. Petrie's Big Ad and Saturday's RNG has all the details.
For the best economic and monetary opinions and advice in the Valley, tune in at 9 o'clock Saturday mornings to the next Hard Money Watch, right here on 1510 AM KFNN.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, Wallpaper World, Blind Mania, been in the Valley since 1977. I bet you can't guess what Wallpaper Blind Mania does. Nah, they don't sell components for computers, Forrest. How could you even think that? It's wallpaper. Wallpaper and custom window treatments. And they do it better than anybody else. And at the lowest prices. I'll tell you, when it comes to quality, nobody beats Wallpaper World Blind Mania. They have their own factory, you know. They make their own wood shutters, their own mini blinds, their own vertical blinds. All here in Phoenix. That's right. All at the lowest prices, fastest delivery, the best quality, and then they throw in free measuring and installation. You know, it's a cliche, but it's almost like having an uncle in the business. They're so inexpensive, and they're so good. So when you're looking for wallpaper, oh, man, over 1,000 books to get you confused in each of the stores. And interior designers in each store assist you free of charge. So if you're, you know, like a bachelor and you're kind of afraid to make that decision, you know, Wallpaper World's the place to go because they'll help you make that decision and you'll be happy that you did it. So if you're looking for wallpaper or custom window treatments, go to Wallpaper World Blind Mania. They really do make selecting wallpaper and custom window treatments an enjoyable experience. Oh, yes, one more thing. If you mention Ham Radio and More, you get an extra discount just for mentioning Ham Radio and More. Okay, we're back to, what is it, Ham Radio and More on KFNN, 1510 AM. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and in the studio today is Dave Cunningham, who owns Doppler Systems. We're going to take a phone call, and in the next hour, we're going to do nothing but talk about Doppler Systems. But he's having fun watching and seeing, and he learned today how a radio station operates and really, you know, got a new education, and he's really enjoying this. We should have had a direction finder a little earlier. Maybe we could have found our way to the transmitter button. Anyway, okay. And I always like to tell everybody, remind them that I know, you know, we have gigantic hordes of people listening to this show on Sundays. But no matter what, you should be listening to the station during the week. Because if you're into making money, are you into making money, Dave? Yeah, I didn't know anybody who's not. Then this is the station because Monday through Friday, that's all they do is talk about money. Money, 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 the stock market, the commodity market, you name it, Bloomberg News, whatever it is, it has to do with money. This is the station, Monday through Friday, so tune in. Okay. Marty in
Hello.
Phoenix, welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm down here vacationing from the Northwest and all the rain and floods.
Where in the Northwest?
In Portland, Oregon.
We have a station there.
You do?
Yes. Unfortunately, they're off the air. well, no. I don't mean to. I mean, because of the floods, they're off the air.
Oh, okay. So,
but we've been on their station for, over a year.
Well, we just moved to Portland September the 30th.
Okay, write this down. You have a piece of paper?
Okay, got it.
Okay, KBNP.
Okay.
That's 1410 a.m. I don't even have to look. I know. That's 1410 a.m., KBNP. That's in Portland. That's actually business radio there in Portland.
Uh-huh.
And they have the nicest people working there. I'm trying to remember his name. And it's going to come on my computer monitor in just about 10 seconds. Keith Lyons is the guy's name there, and Dennis Harmon, both of them. And you should call them and thank them for airing the Ham Radio and More show. They should be up next Sunday.
Okay.
And we are live there in the National Hour.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, because I mean, I just really found out about your program this week, and looking through this magazine, I tore out.
Oh, you have Amateur Radio Trader magazine.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, well, if you look in that, you will see KBNP, I believe, in Portland is on.
Well, when we get back there in another 6 weeks or so, we're going from here to Southern California to the DX convention and then finally back home the end of April.
Unfortunately, I'm not in Southern California.
Now we're only going to be there for a couple of weeks. So, But I just want to call. I happen to be president of the Young Ladies Radio League, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Sure. I had, what's her name? Kathleen, what was the her name, the president last year?
Christine.
Yeah, I knew it started with a C. I just couldn't remember. she's a doctor.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Huh?
I had her on my show.
Right, yeah. She's from New Jersey, back east, and I happen to be from the West Coast. So I'm the new president this year for 96 and 97. And one thing that I have really gotten into is the YL PacketNet, and I don't know if the YLs that are listening know about that, but it's a real fun way to connect up with YLs all around the country on your own time frame. And 3 days ago, I went into the local BBS here and downloaded 60 messages from YLs across the country.
Wow, on KC7Y?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we used to have tremendous packet activity locally in Phoenix. A gentleman, Dan Meredith, M7MRP, he really promoted it, and we had about four or five BBSs, Guy Dell and a few others that were really well, really doing well. And then for some reason, they all stopped. And so we're kind of low now. We have the one KC7Y, and then we have an experimental one that's up and down. So really, if people want any continuity, they use KC7Y. And Bob does a good job, but, you know, it's just him now.
Yes, and I mean, to see 60 messages, I mean, the most that I usually see a week are like 23 to 25, and occasionally it's gotten up to 30. But he had 60 of them on, so I would say that he's extracted a lot more, because sometimes they don't reach every BBS. But for women, especially the working woman, who doesn't have a lot of time to be there for, you know, an HF net or a 2-meter net, this is a way that you can go in. I've gone in at midnight, posted messages, read messages, sent bulletins, and I've done it at 6 o'clock in the morning on my, you know, kind of my own time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And after a few weeks, you get to know, you know, the different YLs and talk about things of interest in amateur radio or not. But it's women, I think YLs tend to bond differently than OMs.
How long have you been a ham, Marty?
Only 5 years.
Uh-huh. And what, can I get your call sign?
November 6, X-ray Delta Sierra.
Okay. When we finish this conversation, I'd like to put you on hold.
Okay.
And if I can let Forrest get your home phone number.
Okay.
Just because sometime in the future, I'd like to maybe have you on the show. We talk, you know, once in a while we talk, we, you know, we definitely talk about the YLs. And I mean, I don't want to try into you know, make this anything sexist, but you know, we should.
Well,
we don't want to forget about them. I know that our famous ham, probably the most famous ham in the world, Senator Barry Goldwater, is always on the YL net. When I've interviewed him, and whenever I speak to him, that's all he spends his time with is the YLHF nets.
Uh huh.
Do you ever talk to him?
No, I haven't. My husband has, but I haven't. I've been working up until this year,
mm-hmm.
and so actually my radio was limited for the last year and a half,
mm-hmm.
But getting more into it now. Of course, now my duties are, and with conventions coming up, are taking priority too, but I don't look at YL's RL as being in opposition to the local group. I think that they're very
viable. The Cactus Keys here
would want all YLs to be involved in that, but I think that we do offer YLs something a little bit different in encouragement and understanding. And so I think it's a neat organization. I joined shortly after I became a member, and I've had some neat experiences through my communication with YLs around the world. And
if
could take another half hour to tell you.
Well,
about that.
That's, we can interview you and talk about that at another time.
But the YL PacketNet, I'm so excited about, because when I was running for this office, I was thinking, what would I do for, you know, to connect up with YLs, especially the YLs of the 90, the no-code licensees. And I thought, boy, PacketNet would be great. And all of a sudden, somebody told me, hey, have you checked into the YL PacketNet? I said, no. And they said, well, go, you know, look at it. It's really neat. And it really is. It's a way to stay in touch with YLs across the United States. And very simple. You don't even need a computer. You just need a dumb terminal, a TNC, and a 2-meter handheld.
Right.
And even I can do it, and I'm not very computer literate. I just enjoy ham radio tremendously. I've met so many wonderful people, people I would never have met, and this goes for OMs and YLs too, you know, that I would never have met
sure.
in any other way.
How much longer will you be in the Phoenix area?
Till April the 23rd, second or third.
Oh, okay. Well, when you give Forrest your phone number, you want to give a local number to
sure.
him too, please?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because maybe I could get you on while you're still here in Phoenix, and then we can do it without having to do a phone interview.
I'm excited that you're up in Portland, that I can listen to you up there.
Absolutely. We've been there a long time. In fact, we were on there, and then they took us off because they kind of sold their the time,
mm-hmm.
and they had so many hams complaining that they put us back on.
All right.
Yes, so, you know,
we
that's...
more of you on more radios.
In fact, I had Cindy Wall, who
right.
is
Did
the
you
author.
Know her? Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she lives right outside of Portland.
Right, she lives in Salem.
Right, and so I had her on about a month ago.
Oh.
And that was kind of neat. So before the floods, when KBNP was up.
Okay.
Do we have to take another break for us? Yes, we have to take another break. I thank you very much for calling, Marty.
Thank you for taking this call.
Okay, and I'm going to put you on hold so they can get your local number as well. And maybe I'll be able to get you on like the end of March or something.
Okay, whatever works out.
Okay, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're listening to Ham Radio and More here on KFNN. We're going to take another break, 230-2755, 230-2755. We'll be right back.
Year after year, illegal immigration costs taxpayers billions of dollars. Steve Forbes opposes welfare for illegal aliens. His stand is simple and clear. Steve Forbes believes illegal aliens should be deported immediately. What's Bob Dole's stand on illegal immigration? In Washington, Senator Bob Dole voted to give amnesty to millions of illegal aliens that cost taxpayers billions of dollars. But now, running for president, candidate Bob Dole is attacking Steve Forbes' stand on illegal immigration. Next Tuesday, Arizona voters have a clear choice. Bob Dole voted to give amnesty to illegal aliens. Steve Forbes is a conservative businessman. He wants to cut wasteful welfare payments to illegal aliens by deporting them immediately. Steve Forbes, the right conservative for president.
Paid for by the Forbes for President Committee.
Wondering what the name of your bank will be next year? Wondering if your small business is getting the most it can from your bank? Well, you're not the only one, so it's timely that KFNN presents Banking Smart 96, sponsored by Ernst & Young Kenneth Leventhal Real Estate Group. The fourth annual luncheon is set for Friday, March 1st at the Hyatt Regency downtown on North 2nd Street. It's probably the only time each year that four top banking executives are all on the same stage at one time. Economist Elliot Pollack moderates a discussion including David Hanna of Bank of America, John Campbell of Norwest Bank, Mike Walborn of Bank One, and Barbara Ralston from First Interstate Bank. Lunch begins at noon and the roundtable including your questions begins at 1 o'clock. Reservations for lunch just $35 and a table of 10 is $300. Call KFNN and don't miss the 4th Annual Banking Smart Luncheon, an exclusive event presented by KFNN Financial News Radio. Call 241-1510. That's 241-1510.
Hi, I'm Laura Wagner.
And I'm Chris McCrossin.
Certified financial planners with American Express Financial Advisors.
Join us with co-hosts Tom Lawless and Richard Getzens for Dollars and Cents every Saturday at 11 on KFNN.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, we only have a couple more minutes anyway left in this hour, and then the next hour we're going to talk, just about Dopplers with Dave. And I encourage you guys to call in at 230-2755, 230-2755 in the next hour, and give us your input if you'd like about the Doppler system. The key good thing here is, how many places would you say, Dave, in the country have someone who puts together Doppler systems for people locally? Not too many places, right?
I mean,
that would sell Doppler systems and install. I mean, you guys do installation too, right?
No,
you don't do it.
No, we just sell direct.
Okay, just direct.
And people, fortunately, the people that buy it are all pretty savvy technically, and they don't have much trouble figuring out how to do it. It's quite easy to put one together and hook it up and use it.
Okay. But if someone wanted an installer, you could possibly give them somebody to do the installation locally, or no? You don't get involved
really.
In that at all?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And most of your sales, are they local? They're international, because I know you're selling them now all over the world.
All over, yeah. We sell them all over the world. Yeah, right now, it's funny. It goes in kind of phases. Right now, Tucson seems to have a big problem. I'm getting lots of phone calls.
Really?
Orders from Tucson.
So if they have interference problems in a market, then they're calling you.
Then they call, yeah.
Uh-huh. See, and we have it locally here, so you're able – do you have a showroom like here?
If no, people... I have an office, mm-hmm. and we don't have very many people come by. We sell direct, and most people just call, and we fax them information or send mm-hmm. them the flyer, and then they just buy, you know. And it's strictly a mail order type of thing.
Okay.
But we have an office with one set up, so sometimes people come by, and I'm happy to show it to them.
Yeah, well, see, now that's something you can't do anywhere else.
That's true.
So that's why I'm saying, We are kind of unique. We have in that we have you here, but we also have for the antique radio. We have Antique Electronic Supply locally in Tempe. People who are into the old radios. I mean, we have the largest in the country here in Tempe, and these computer mail order companies all are here. My God, Insight and TriStar and all these gigantic companies all are right here locally. I mean, and then they have full page ads where they're getting rid of stuff, and I mean, you can buy some computer stuff real cheap from these guys. Phoenix is really getting to be a hotbed. We're not a cow town anymore. So, anyway, we're going to talk about that in Doppler Systems next hour. We're also going to talk about a program you have, a tracking program. I put that on my computer just to see what it does and everything. It's kind of neat. I didn't do too much with it, but I saw I was able to get the lines and to triangulate mm-hmm. what's going, you know, where it is. So in Washington, D.C., if I recall.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, I didn't spend a lot of time on it, but I spent a little, so I was able to see that. So, and then we'll talk about all this and more. There's my music. I love it. And the next hour. So remember, you call the local line, 230-2755 next hour. We'll have the others call the 800 number, and we'll talk to you after the news.
Attention conservative savers and investors. Are you pleased with your current safe money returns? Those savings and investments that you think of as rock solid that you simply cannot afford to lose? While many people have jumped headlong into mutual funds, experts warn of the growing risks. Meanwhile, CDs and the money market pay such low returns that you may be going backwards after inflation and taxes. Is there a way to get a safe double-digit return contractually guaranteed by an A-rated company without tying up your money long-term? Yes, there is. The asset is known as a viatical settlement, and more wise investors discover this unique rock-solid opportunity from Viatica. If you would like to learn how you can safely double or triple your current savings returns with zero market risk, call 263-4708. Ask for the free information kit from Viatica. This could be the opportunity you're looking for in 1996. Call Viaticum today at 263-4708.